the world today. We, of course, have many people like Lazarus in today's gospel who are suffering physically, some emotionally, and some in spiritual torment or pain. But we also have many who are like the rich man in today's gospel, who selfishly refuse to share the gifts and the talents that they have been given by God to help alleviate the pain of their brothers and sisters. We also have many good people like us who seek to share our gifts with others in need so that we can help alleviate that pain in some way. This other day, I was reminded that there is some good out in our world today. I was impressed by a man in town who was sharing with me the story about another man who lived down the hall from him in his apartment complex. He did not know him very well at all, but they visited in passing every once in a while, and he found out that this man needed surgery on his knee desperately to get rid of the pain to help him walk correctly. However, because he was on disability because of his injury and could not work, he didn't have a lot of resources or money. And certainly, Mayo Clinic could do the surgery, but the waiting list was so long to get into surgery that he went ahead and found a competent surgeon up in the cities who could actually get him in a lot sooner, but he didn't have a car to get himself there. So after he was telling his neighbor about this, as they were standing outside their building, enjoying the sunshine for a few moments, his neighbor listened to the story and then turned to him and simply said, "You know what, I'll drive you up there." And not only that, he also paid for his hotel room the night before and the food that he needed while he was there, while he was waiting for the surgery. And when the surgery was done, he drove him back home. And I think when I heard that story, what amazed me most was that they barely knew each other. And when he told me about this, I was really amazed at how far this neighbor was willing to go to literally love and help him. You know, Jesus calls us today to share our gifts and the time that we have been given with those in need, to help them any way we can, to share with them the love of Jesus Christ by seeking to meet those needs and alleviate that suffering in our neighbor. But Jesus also warns us today not to become too self-focused like the rich man, because this kind of extreme selfishness has consequences, especially in the next life, as Jesus' parable illustrates for us today. As I was thinking about this parable this week, one thing that it reminded me of that always shocked me, that I never forgot, was long ago when I had the opportunity to go and to visit Bethlehem, the birthplace, as you know, of our Savior. The church built over the site there where Christ was born was, of course, as you can imagine, a very moving experience. And afterwards, it was fun to sit outside the church after I did my prayers, to sit out in the tourist areas and the outdoor cafes, watching the pilgrims and the tourists from all over the world eat and shop for souvenirs to bring back home. It's a wonderful experience. But then, after about an hour, I decided, you know what, I'm going to go off the beaten path. And so I got up and I walked outside of the tourist area around the church and made my way back into those everyday neighborhoods of Bethlehem today, only to find that I could not see anything except for the narrow street that I was on. And the reason I couldn't see anything was because, at least on the street I was on, every residential building had this solid concrete 8-foot wall built around it. And on top of the wall were shards of glass pointed up, or they had barbed wire on top. And so from the street view that I was on, you could see nothing but the rooftops as you looked up. Clearly, the message was stay out and stay away. They were really not interested in helping or welcoming any tourists that should need assistance or pilgrim as their neighbor, at least in that neighborhood, but only in the market. And that was only if you were buying from them. How sad, I thought, for this to be the reality in the place where Christ was born. For Jesus did not desire that we hide in fear of one another behind walls or build walls to protect all our goods so that we can keep them for ourselves and not share them with those in need. And yet, sadly, that is the world that we live in today. Today's world, of course, we need some security for our own safety, but Jesus wants us to move from fear and selfishness and hostility to, rather, hospitality and charity, as the author Henry Nouwen puts it. We all have those gifts of the Holy Spirit in our hearts through baptism to accomplish this. And those gifts have, of course, reached their fullest maturity and potential and confirmation through the power of the Holy Spirit. And now we keep those gifts fresh and alive in our hearts through the Eucharist, which inspires us to keep on sharing them with one another to keep the kingdom of God alive and healthy as possible on this earth, so that we can experience the fullness of God's peace, not only in this life, but also in the next.